Those that hear and do, they're on the rock. Those that hear and don't do are deceived. I mean, this is pretty serious. Blessed are they that hear the word and do it. And I'm telling you, people who's on the rock, they practice the word of God. Perfectly? No. But sincerely, yes. Yes, absolutely. Now, there's got to be application. And tonight, are you on the rock or on the sand? We got to plant it on the rock, amen? And when God speaks to us and prompts us with an act of obedience, we need to hop on it, all four, being swift to do the will of God. Now, J.C. Ryle said, where there's no holy living, there's no Holy Ghost. I'll just be honest with you. People who can practice sin for decades in the closet or in the open and get away with it and never really own up and deal with it, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We've concocted a version of Christianity that is a farce and it's a disgrace to the holiness of God, to where we got this grace movement that God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. I heard one day, that's all the guy said, God loves you. Hallelujah, God loves us. But the fellow that doesn't practice the word is not built upon the rock. Am I telling you the truth or not? Now, there's got to be application. Is it possible to come to church week after week, to go to service for years and never really hear from God? Is it possible to receive instruction without revelation, without quickening? Is it possible to be a hearer of the word and not a doer? Well, obviously it is. Is it possible in our country we're living in the midst of a massive deception? Is it possible people who belong to the church can be radically deceived? Is it possible? Now, hearing the word will affect you positively or negatively. If you act upon it, it's positive. If you don't, it puts you further in the darkness of deception. Now, look, it's possible for our heads to be full of truth and our hearts to be empty of fire. And I'll tell you what, you got to have enough fire in your heart to melt the lead in your feet or you ain't going nowhere. Now, listen to this. We can look in the mirror. We can hear things. Oh, that was good. But if we don't do something about it. One man said this, there's a connection between Christ's sin-bearing work and the Christian's sin-killing work. There's a connection between Christ's sin-bearing work and the Christian's sin-killing work. C.S. Lewis said, if you're stirred and fail to act, there'll come a time when you will not be even be able to act. Spiritual paralysis. Paralysis. Now, can I just say something to you? I got 5 grandchildren. Smile at me on that one right there. That's what a blessing. I got 3 children. Y'all got children, grandchildren. You know what our grandchildren, you know what our children need to, you know what they need? They need to get in a holy, sanctified atmosphere where the power of God is working in people's hearts, including ours and theirs. I mean, what are we going to do? Just coast on out? Just coast on out, spiritually retired. Back to Caleb now. let's occupy what God has given us and ordained us to. No, listen, friends, if it's only mechanical, if it's only mental, if it's only a learned behavior, this is not the Christian faith. We need a life-giving animation of the Spirit of God. Now, I heard about a man in New York City who died at age 63, but he never had a job. This was from the old days. He lived to be 63, but he never had a job. He spent his entire life in college, university, acquired many academic degrees. You say, well, why did this man spend his entire life in college? Well, when he was a child, he had a wealthy relative who named him as a beneficiary in his will. And the will stated that as long as he stayed in school, he was to be given money to live on. So he was given a stipend, but it was to be discontinued after he completed his education. He never completed his education. He became a lifelong student, met the terms of the will, stayed in school his whole life, had a steady income, but he never lived a productive life. He spent thousands and thousands and thousands of hours listening to professors and reading books, but he never did anything. He acquired more and more knowledge, but he never put it into practice. He lived to be 63 years old, and he died living an entirely wasted life. Listen to me. You have an assignment. You have a divine assignment. You are gifted. You are genetically accurate to carry out your ministry assignment. And we all have an assignment. I know my assignment. Took me a long time to figure this out. My assignment is to the revival-hearted, the hungry-hearted, and the broken-hearted. People who are revival-hearted, hungry-hearted, or broken-hearted, I connect with them. People who are casual, carnal, and unconverted, not so much. But you have an assignment. You're just specially have the capacities to do what God has called you to do. And the Bible says, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So God wants us to act on our assignment. He wants us to get on with the job. You say, what's the job? Loving people, helping people, serving people, winning people, discipling people, be doers of the word. All the three components, instruction, revelation, and application. Now, listen to this, application. Jesus said, you're my friends if you do my commandments. You're my friends if you do my commandments. There's a condition here. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What are the commandments? Well, how about pray evermore? Rejoice evermore, rather. Pray without ceasing. What about in everything give thanks? By the way, that's a great thing for your family to do every day. Write down, have a gratitude journal. Put down 5, 10, 20 things you're thankful for each and every day. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's the will of God. Be filled with the Spirit is a command from God. Preach the gospel to every creature. Make disciples. You know, think right thoughts. How many find there's a battle going on between the ears of some kind, eh? What about it? What about forgiving people? My wife, I got on the trailer last night and Debbie told me I left out the punchline of the forgiveness story. Remember the guy that his brother and sister-in-law and his nephew were murdered? The police came and found 3 bullets in the murder weapon. They gave them to Gary. Gary went home and put them in his safe. Said if he ever gets out of prison, I got 3 bullets. I got 3 presents. 1 bullet for my brother-in-law, my brother, sister-in-law, and nephew. I was preaching in his church. He came forward. The theme was forgiveness. He was weeping and sobbing. He said, Harold, I'm praying about forgiving the kid that murdered my brother and his family. I said, Gary, and he's a good friend. I said, Gary, you don't need to pray about this. You just need to forgive him. Well, he came to a board meeting a few weeks later, handed me an envelope, something rattling inside. I ripped the end off, poured it out, 3 bullets. He said, I won't be needing these anymore. Perhaps you could find a more productive use for them. You know what I did? I put them right there on my desk, man. Trophies to the grace of God in forgiveness. Be doers of the word. Y'all with me? You don't need to pray about forgiveness. You don't need to pray about getting your conscience cleared. You don't need to pray about asking forgiveness. You just need to obey when God prompts your heart with something. Getting a clear conscience, controlling the tongue. You know, it's not the decision we make. It's the discipline that follows that changes our lives. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. It's not about coming forward. It's about going forward. And if we're going to go forward, we're going to have to walk with God and obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Y'all believe that? How many think God wants his people to be full of the Spirit of God and full of fire? I know this is laid back up here, man. I know all the Amish and Mennonite and the whole thing. I know all that, but I'm just telling you, it don't make any difference what our culture is like. Jesus' culture has animation. Be doers of the word. Be doers of the word. Now here's what we're going to do. Want you to pull out your little card right there. Take out your writing utensil. Right at the top, application card. Just write that on there. Application card. Write that at the top. You say, all right, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to make a list of things we need to make application in terms of what we've been reading, studying, and hearing from the Word of God. For example, who do you need to witness to? You know, God spoke to my heart about witnessing to my neighbor, and I just sat on it, foot dragging. Finally, one day I was out on the backhoe working in the field because he had cancer, and I decided it's time to go see Joe. So I just pulled up in the yard. I noticed there's a lot of cars there. I walked into the house, and his wife met me and said, Harold, Joe just died 15 minutes ago. You know how I felt? Like, be doers of the word, Harold. How many of you know you don't need to pray about it? You need to pray while you're going rather than pray about it for 3 months. Do you need to witness to anybody? I mean, do you need to visit somebody? Do you need to minister to somebody? Do you need to encourage somebody? Do you need to give a gift to somebody? Do you need to forgive somebody? Be doers of the word. What's the applications? Look, y'all are well taught here. You've been well taught here for a long time. And you know what? Thank God for that. But we got to be doers of the word. Heads of household, God's calling us to lead our families and to minister our families and to teach our families. Be doers of the word. We're talking about revenge. Does it hurt when somebody takes advantage of us and betrays our confidence or is just as phony as a $3 bill? Does that hurt or what? Well, we got to be doers of the word. We got to confront Matthew 18. We got to forgive. What about clearing the conscience? I'm sitting there in the presence of my wife this afternoon watching some newscast, thinking things, feeling things, saying things. I cut it off and I told my wife what I was going to speak on. I said, I think I need to repent before I go over there and talk about bridling the tongue. What do you think? Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea, Harold. That'd probably be a good idea. Yeah, walking in the light, amen? You know, sometimes you got to say stuff to people. Hey, look, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Say that out loud. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? All the men are with us this time. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Do you need to say that to somebody? Be doers of the word. I'm telling you, this is the way to live a victorious Christian life. Maybe tonight you need to trust Christ as your Savior. Be doers of the word. Pray about everything. Give thanks in everything. Don't worry about anything. Ooh, be doers of the word. So tonight, let's make application, all right? Surely, what we've been hearing, what we've been reading, what we've been thinking, and just what do you need to do tonight, and what does Harold need to do tonight to make application and be a doer of the word. Take about 60 seconds. Write something down on your card. Ask the Lord what he would have you write if you're at a loss. I think most of us know something we should be doing. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Just applications, implementations, obediences that we know God wants us to do, and we want to do it, but for whatever reason, we just haven't done it yet. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. How many wrote something on your card? Lift it up like this right here. Yeah, I got something on my card. Wave the card like that because this is the hottest auditorium I've ever been in my entire life, all right? Now look, You know, whatever we wrote down, we know God wants us to do, right? And we want to do it. But for some reason, we just not acted upon it. And tonight, God wants us to act upon it. And tonight, it's a good thing to have prayer backup. People standing with us, behind us, and beside of us, encouraging us to do the doing of what God's talking to our hearts about. Now, tonight, you wrote something on your card. Most of you did. I know you want to do it. I want to do it. By the grace of God, I'm going to do it. We can do it. But tonight, would anybody want to make yourself accountable and say, hey, listen, I want y'all to pray for me because I really need to do this. And I want to do this. And I know God's convicted me to do this. But I just want you to pray with me and for me that I will follow through and not be a hearer only. I want to be a doer of the word. Who'd be the first to stand and say, yep, pray for me. Here's what I need to do in relation to being a doer of the word. Who'd be the first person tonight just to stand and be real loud? Real loud, brother. Just stand right up. Okay.
I just need to give my testimony to people, I believe.
Okay. Witness to people. Yeah. Got a whole list of people. What's your name?
Kevin.
Let's pray for Kevin. Put that down on your card. That's a prayer request. We're praying for you and with you. You can do this. Amen. Who'd be second? I need to obey God. I want to obey God. I want people standing with me and beside me and praying for me. Who'd be second? Yes, Sheldon, real loud. Okay. Sheldon's burdened about his grandchildren. Anybody else burdened about children or grandchildren? Anybody like that? How many think God can rescue prodigals? Yes. Let's obey the promptings. Praying for you, Sheldon. Thank you. Who'd be third? Yeah, I need to obey. I want to obey. I want God's people backing me up. I need some help. Yes. Did you lift your hand? Nope. Okay, who'd be third? Sorry. Who'd be third? Yes, yeah. Yeah, brother. God bless you, brother. How many feel like there's somebody you need to really talk to? Maybe you offended them, or maybe they offended you, and you really need to talk. I got one like that. Does anybody else have something like that? Anybody else? Few of us? Yeah. Hey, all right, we're praying for you. God bless you, brother. Wisdom, go for it. You can do it. Who'd be fourth? Yes.
That are Jewish that I am really concerned about, that I nearly need to witness to. It's a young couple. They have three beautiful little girls, but his parents, his whole family was Jewish, and so that's the route they have taken. And I'm really concerned for their souls.
Yes. And you're going to go witness to them?
I'm going to do my best.
Yes. Could we pray? Could we pray right now for him? How many others have a situation exactly like that? Lost relatives? You need to witness. Anybody else put that on your card? That's mine. Be a witness. That's me. I think we ought to have a word of prayer. Nathan, would you lead us in prayer? For our friend Marvin here and those of us that's got the same situation. Marvin.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord, and we pray especially for Marvin as he just seeks wisdom from you, encourage from you to speak to these family members that are Jewish, Lord, that he would just clearly share the gospel, that you are the answer to the Jewish hope, Lord, and that you are the one and only way of salvation. I pray for so many that raised our hands, myself, Harold included, Lord. We have family members. We have people that are dear to us, and we say we love and care about them, but we're not taking action for their souls, Lord. We're not saying a word for you that they might know you and join us in heaven for eternity. So please give us strength, Lord. Please give us wisdom on the timing and the opportunity. But, Lord, please just help us to go. Please help us to do it. We ask your strength, your wisdom in this, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's hold one another up in prayer along this line and let's encourage each other to obey God. Amen. Yes. I got a bunch of friends that encourage me all the time and talk to me all the time. And we exhort one another. Who else tonight? You've got something on your list. You really want to do something about it. I'll tell you something. If you can't speak about it, it's unlikely you'll do anything about it. Can I tell you, I was in Toronto, Canada. Heard a message on obedience. Wrote on a card just like this. Two people I needed to witness to. Was sincere. Meant it. Felt really burdened for it. Guess what? I stuck the card in my Bible, and a year later I found the card, and guess what I'd done about it? Absolutely nothing. So I found the card and I said, enough, the jig is up. And I acted upon it. Hey, we want to pray for you. Serious. We want to hold you up. Who else tonight? You need to obey. Yes, ma'am. Real loud. Help others and pray for others. Thank you. Amen. Who else? Yes. More time in the Word. Amen. That's a request. Who else? Something specific that you need to act upon. God's prompting your heart. Yeah, brother. Is it Russ or Josh?
Russ,
I got it right. Yes.
I pray that I feel God talks to me to tell me who to talk to. He prompts me. It's a prompting. It's not a voice. And a lot of times I do it, and I'm blessed. But I do admit that, and I'm scared. the person or whatever it is, and I walk away even knowing I will get a blessing, which is God using me to reach other people. So I want to be that blessing to them through Jesus.
And the blessing comes back when you obey, doesn't it?
Amen.
Yes. Obedience is not the very best way to show that you believe. It's the only way to show you believe. Who else? Yeah, hey, I got something down here. I need to act upon it. Hold me up in prayer. Who else? Not everybody all at once, okay? Just one at a time. One at a time here. Anybody else tonight? Something? Yeah, Rob. Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah. What is it, brother?
Yeah. Well, actually, mine is along the lines of yours, as well as Russ's, as well as Brother Marvin over there. Unsafe family relatives, but also the seeking of wisdom and knowing how to do the work. And that is one thing that I ask for prayer for. And so from the standpoint of knowing how to dialogue with people and to get them involved and on the move. So, pray for me for wisdom. I'm sure that you're seeking that prayer too, Brother Russ, Marvin. That's one of the things that I had on my card.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Someone else? Something specific? Hey, I don't want to sit on this. I don't want to go to the judgment seat with this unfinished business. I need to act on it. Anybody else tonight? We want to pray for you. Don't know how to pray for you if you don't know what you need.
I'll tell you the story. I'm a farmer, and me and my son get a group of people, fellows in, to fix the feet of our cows. And they happen to be called Israelis. So I thought, boy, this is an opportunity. And the one man I got to talking to about Christ, well, he said, my father taught the first five books, and that was it, of the Bible. I said, well, you got to find Jesus. And I had witnessed to him and prayed for him. But later on, I heard he went back to Florida. But pray for him can't say the name now, the Catholic, or the Jewish people. The Jewish people. Pray for the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. They are in darkness. They don't know that Jesus, they don't believe in him. Mm-hmm. Like Jesus speaking to some of the Pharisees, and he said, if you don't believe in me, you'll die in your sins. And Jesus always had to speak to the Jews, and a lot of them didn't believe.
Yes.
But we'll pray for them anyway. Mm. And I spoke to some of the people around where I live, but most of them were Catholics, and some of them listen to the preachers on the television, and they won't go to church.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a brother who's a farmer who witness to Israelites, Jewish people. What a God bless you, brother. We can sow some seeds. We can do this, okay? By the way, you think, well, I'm afraid and I'm the only coward in the bunch. No, we all have the fear of man, but God can deliver us from the fear of man, which brings a snare, and we can obey the promptings God puts on our heart. I'm just telling you, you're going to be happier. Your family's going to be happier. The kingdom of God's going to be better. Church is going to be more lively. God's going to be pleased as we obey. Be doers of the word. Say that verse again. Be ye doers of the, and not hearers, deceiving. All right. All right, here's the deal. Now, we got 24 hours thereabouts before tomorrow night. How many would commit to doing something about what you wrote on your card tonight? You want to be a doer of the word. How many would commit? Say, I'm by the grace of God, I'm going to do something, man. I got people praying. Get people praying. How many would commit to it? Put your card up. I'm going to do something about it. Amen. Hey, listen. We can be doers of the word by the power of God. And God can help us. And don't feel so inadequate. And I don't have the wisdom. And I don't. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously and does not hold it back. So praise the Lord. We're going to commit, have a prayer of committal tonight for following through on what God's talked to our hearts about tonight. And we're going to come back here tomorrow night, and we're going to have implemented and acted upon and having been a doer of the word. Okay? Let's stand to our feet. Let's pray. Pastor Nathan wants you to pray and take the service however you feel led of the Lord. Okay? Thank you.
As we were praying before the service, Brother Harold said something in his prayer that stuck with me. We say we're going to pray about things, talk a lot about it. He said, Lord, help us to pull the trigger. Let's pull the trigger tonight. Let's get it done. We're not going to have a drawn-out invitation. If the Lord's working on your heart, don't wait. Handle it now. Pray in your heart with me as I pray. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we've heard. We thank you for the word. It has everything we need for life, Lord. It has all the information, all the instruction. By your Spirit, you unveil it to us, Lord, but help us to live it. Help us to do what we need to do, Lord. If there's, I know there's each one here we've written on our cards. There's things you've put in our hearts. Help us not to just take them out and stick them in the Bible and let them be. Lord, help us each to pull the trigger tonight. Hit us with your Spirit, Lord, where we need it. Where we need the gentle touch, maybe, Lord, where you really need to get a hold of us. Work in your Spirit as you need, get a hold of our lives and help us to be doers of the word. I pray that each person here would be a doer of the word of Grace Bible Church, Lord, that we would be doers of the word. That's the only way we're going to be a light to this world, Lord. So please help our hearts to be revived. Help us to do your will. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this time. Please, just as we go out from this place, Lord, that we wouldn't look back on it, we'd be looking forward on what are we going to do about it, Lord. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. It's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Thank you.